If you're going to buy a pair of shoes, you try on several pairs and you walk around. NPR's Sonari Glinton says, do the same thing when you're buying a car or a truck. A survey by Auto Trader shows 97% of consumers say test drives are extremely important. But most people only take one vehicle for a spin.
Well, we're going to start the story with the very basic premise that you probably should be test driving a car. And I'm here with Ron Montoya. He's with Edmunds.com. So he brought a car for us to test drive. So what do you have here?
It's a 2017 Mazda 3.
Okay, so why would I need to, I mean, this looks like a standard hatchback. Why do I need to test drive this thing?
So in this particular one, the way you interact with a lot of the controls is through the dial and the rotary knob there. And if you're not familiar with that, if you come from a car with a touchscreen or had a ton of buttons in it, this may be a new way of interacting with the car, and you may not like that.
The average car on the road is well over 10 years old, so that means there are many features that you may never even have heard of. Drive assist, lane keeping, turn assist, that's a thing. Montoya's pro tip for figuring this all out? Take your time, call ahead, and schedule an appointment.
You need to drive the vehicle that you want to buy. So if you want a certain package, if you want a certain engine, make sure you drive that one and don't drive something else just because it's closer to the lot or it can be a quicker test drive. You want to make sure that it's the car you want because that's the car you want to buy. You're going to be spending a lot of money on it. So this is why it's important to schedule the appointment so that they have that car already pulled out and ready for you.
The key to that is schedule a few appointments at different dealerships on the same day. It's not a good idea, though, to test drive on the same day you purchase a vehicle. You can find more of my pro tips at NPR.org. What Montoya says you should do is bring your stuff.
You could bring your bike. I recommend people actually bring their child seats. That's another one that you might not think of. Because sometimes just you getting in the vehicle and the way you have to contort yourself to get the child seat to fit may be a bit of a pain, and you might have an easier time in another vehicle.
To find out more about the inside of the car, I talked to Jean Jennings. She's with Jean Knows Cars. And she says it's all about the little details.
Your hands, your feet, and your butt. Those are the things that are most important.
By the way, I talked to Jennings at a big auto show in New York.
How the steering feels in your hands, how linear it is when you're turning, and how nice it feels when you're turning the steering wheel and how it responds. The brakes, you want them to be linear and really smooth and do a beautiful job braking. You're partly involved in that process. You better be a good driver. And in your butt feels the suspension and how it goes together.
Now the point to that is take your time. Have fun. Touch everything. Open everything. Operate literally everything. Manipulate everything yourself.
It has all the USBs, auxiliary outlets. This center armrest pops up, and I always look at all this stuff. I open everything I can open. I was that kind of kid. You can't even hear this, how beautifully that opened. Snicks down with a little tiny noise. Beautiful thing.
Have the dealers show you the new features and how they work. Then test them out yourself. Jennings says, this is your car, and it should be fun.
The first person who knocks your joy down one tiny bit, walk out. How dare they? It's your money and your joy. If you're going to spend that kind of money, why would you deal with anyone who gives you any pain at all? Am I right?
She's right. Car buying should not be painful at all. Seriously. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.